Only half of the cameras in the city's subway system are working as they should. That made it harder for police to track down the suspects in the fatal stabbings on the number 2 line in the West Village last month. But that wasn't the first time people raised questions about the MTA's security cameras. Some observers wondered from the beginning whether one contractor was taking on more than it could ever deliver. WNYC's Matthew Sherman has this report.
In early July 2005, bombs exploded on London trains and buses, killing 52 people. Almost immediately, politicians and newspaper editorial boards began attacking New York's transit authority for being unprepared for a similar terrorist attack. 6 weeks later, the MTA announced a huge $215 million contract to Lockheed Martin for a surveillance system. MTA watchdog Bill Henderson remembers the press conference.
One of the major parts of the system was this remote sensing capability that would allow the operators, the security personnel, to tell whether a package left on the subway platform posed a potential threat or not.
The press conference featured a video that showed how cameras would be able to zoom in on a briefcase that could be a bomb. Then the cameras would tell security specialists where exactly to direct their attention in the city's sprawling subway system. Henderson was skeptical. He's the executive director of the Permanent Citizens Advisory Committee to the MTA.
I remember thinking, gee, you know, a lot of this is what they used to call vaporware, where you go out and you sell software to someone without the software having been written.
The zooming camera that could detect an abandoned briefcase was known as intelligent video. It soon came out that London's transit agency had rejected that system as unworkable. John Liu was chairman of the City Council's Transportation Committee back then. He held a series of hearings.
Is the system going to be able to, detect a stray case being left on the platform? And
the fine print of Lockheed's contract with the MTA treated intelligent video as a pilot that might not work. At a February 2008 hearing, Liu asked the MTA's Ronnie Hakim whether that pilot was succeeding.
Would you say that most of that is intact?
Yes, sir.
Or substantially?
No, I would say that most of it is intact. It was successfully piloted. It's going in.
But a year later, the Lockheed contract collapsed in a sea of litigation. Hakim testified again, this time admitting that intelligent video had failed dramatically. The MTA had abandoned the program. John Liu is now city controller.
As they sought to highlight in a flashy news conference the ability of the software to pick up a suitcase left alone on the platform, I believe one of the questions we asked was, well, there's nobody on that platform. Nobody else is moving.
It was too hard for cameras to detect stationary objects when set against hundreds of moving forms. Even though intelligent video failed, the Lockheed contract still should have provided a lot of surveillance, except it doesn't. None of the roughly 2,000 cameras that Lockheed installed in the subway are fully hooked up to surveillance rooms where employees can monitor them. MTA Chairman Jay Walder declines to speculate on what went wrong.
It's hard to look backwards on that. I think decisions were taken at the time.
Walder says the MTA is trying to salvage the project using the equipment that Lockheed left behind.
And I think my priority right now is to make those investments to be usable, workable, to be able to improve the safety and security for all the people in the system.
Lockheed says it worked diligently to make the cameras work, but encountered problems beyond its control. The MTA, in its own legal papers, says Lockheed simply couldn't make the system work. Back to the stabbings on the number 2 train. As it happens, the Christopher Street station, where the suspects fled, wasn't even supposed to be wired under the Lockheed contract. Its too small bore a target for terrorists. The police ended up apprehended 3 suspects the old-fashioned way, based on pencil sketches and descriptions from eyewitnesses. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.